Hello.
Hello, is there Odessa available?
Hello.
Hello, is there Odessa available?
Yeah.
Yes, hello, is there Odessa available? Hi, Odessa, my name is John. I am not selling anything. The reason of my call is because I'm with the National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
None.
Okay, I see, not a problem. And are you 21 years old and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote?
Yes.
The chances 50-50, probably vote. Oh, okay,
no.
Definitely vote. All right.
Definitely vote. I'm just
and,
every year, every time for
okay,
all the
awesome.
Elections.
Awesome, ma'am. Thank you for your opinion. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. Understood. And what is your race?
I'm Afro-American.
Thank you. And what is your age?
I am...
Odessa.
I am 69.
Thank you. I appreciate your opinion. I am going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue is it for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it is if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first issue on the list, it says fighting racism and discrimination from 0 to 10. How will you rate this on the scale?
10.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. The next one, it says reducing crime and gun violence from 0 to 10. How will you rate it?
10.
Okay, the next one, it says protecting voting rights and democracy.
Probably about 8.
Okay, understood. Thank you for your opinion. The next one, it says making housing more affordable.
10.
Okay, understood at 10. Thank you. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities? Do you think it's better, about the same, worse?
Probably worse.
Okay, understood, worse. And now thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people? Do you think they're getting
staying about the same?
Thank you, Odessa. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two of the options that I'm going to read to you. The first one, it says heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. The second option, it says ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs. Next on the list, it says cigarettes. The next one on the list, it says vaping. The next one, it says marijuana and other cannabis products. The next one on the list is alcohol. And the last one, it says opioids and fentanyl. You can choose two out of the list that I read to you that you consider the most negative.
I don't know which one to check with that because they all it's a real bad list.
Mm-hmm. But if you was to choose two, so that way it could be a recorder, your opinion, that has the most negative impact on the African American community out of the ones that I read to you, which ones would you say that are those that at least you consider?
I think they all about the same. It was just pure bad.
Okay, not a problem, ma'am. Not
mm-hmm.
a problem. Okay, all about the same, you said, correct?
Yeah.
And I
want to
ask your opinion about... Uh-huh. I want to ask, and thank you for your opinion. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harm from smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? And if that's so, do you strongly agree that it will improve that? Do you somewhat agree? Or do you?
No, because you smoke cigarettes, so I can't. I don't do that.
Okay. Well, you said that you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree then?
About hit half and half.
Okay, so would you somewhat agree or somewhat disagree with it, so it can be in the recording?
Halfway disagree.
Okay, somewhat. Okay, understood, Odessa. And before we finish, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products for each. Tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. The first one is with e-cigarettes or electronic cigarettes or vapes. Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar with this product?
I'm familiar with all three products.
All right. And the next one on the list, it says HEETH, not burn, tobacco products. Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar with this product?
Somewhat.
Okay, understood, and thank you for your opinion. The next one is oral nicotine pouches. Are you familiar with this? Very familiar, somewhat? Not familiar?
Not.
Okay, understood, Odessa. And I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives, in this case, lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful, many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Would you say that it is more education and anti-tobacco advertisement? The next one is the introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market. And the other option, it says cost of smoking has gone up. And the last one on the list, it says more government restriction and bans. Which one would you say that is the primary reason for the changes?
I'm not exactly sure because it just depends on where the age group is.
Right. And then out of the list that I read to you, do you think that is because of the cost of smoking has gone up, because of more government restriction and bans, more education and anti-tobacco advertisement, introduction of smoke-free alternatives or to cigarettes to the market?
If a guy would go with the market, because it's what they hear, you know, it's the advertisement,
okay.
And they're, and then also,
okay.
if they're, telling more people more now that they're, you know, how harmful
understood.
It is.
Understood. And I'd like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. The first one, it says, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of the smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. That's the first statement. The second one, or between, it says, We must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking, and we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine pouches and prescription medications. We should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Would you say the first or just this last one statement you agree with more?
The alternatives.
Okay. The second one that I heard, the first one I read to you.
I just can't remember just that quick.
All right. This one by any chance, the one that I just read to you, or is it the first one I read to you?
Okay, what was the first
just
one?
Just to make sure.
What was the first one?
Okay, the first one, it says, well, it may be difficult to quit smoking. Okay, the first one. Thank you, Odessa.
Okay.
Would you say that, Odessa, that before we finish, that vaping, which is like a electronic cigarette, is less or more harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? Would you say that is much more harmful, somewhat more harmful, somewhat less harmful, or much less harmful?
Somewhat harmful.
Okay, not a problem. Understood. Thank you for your opinion. The next one on the survey, it says in here, just
repeat that.
I'm going to read you some statements. I'm going to read you some statements before we finish. People have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. You have to rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement, it says, let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke, but not everyone is able to, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit, to provide adults with less harmful alternatives until from seeing how you rate this statement.
Okay, probably 5.
A 5? Okay. Thank you, Odessa. The next statement, it says, medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. From 0 to 10, how will you rate this statement?
I would think they should have the information out there on a rating or for maybe 5%.
Okay. Yeah. 5, would you say 5 then? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for your opinion. And the last statement says, when someone is overdosing on opioids, maybe another drug like naloxone or Narcan, this drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news, but smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using, we should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that we get a lot of more media coverage. From 0 to 10, how would you rate this statement, Odessa?
Probably 8. They should have know the alternatives are. What the alternatives are.
An 8?
Oh, yeah.
Not a problem. And thank you for your opinion.
Okay.
Very last few questions are just for sometimes for the curse of other people change their mind. It's okay if you did not. But I would like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African American community? Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Would that be somewhat agree or? Okay.
Yeah.
I understand. So agree. At the moment. Before we finish, I'll just have a few questions, studies purposes only. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? This is like a yes or no questions. I'm going to read a list of products. You can tell me if you have used it yes or no in the last 30 days. The first one is for oral nicotine pouches. Have you used it in the last 30 days by any chance?
No.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew.
No.
Okay, the next one is e-cigarettes or vapes.
No.
Okay, the next one is cigars.
No.
Okay, and the next one is...
Repeat. No.
Cigarettes.
Yes.
Okay, so you said no or yes, I'm sorry, just to confirm your opinion. Have you used cigarettes in the past 30 days?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Odessa. And the next one is pipe tobacco. Have you used pipe tobacco in the past 30 days?
No.
Okay, the next one is heat, not burn tobacco products.
Yes.
Okay. Understood. Just a moment. So that one is yes, you said. Thanks. Just a moment. And switching gears a little bit, last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of school that you have, of schooling you have complete? Is it high school graduate, college, graduate? Some college.
Some college.
Okay, some college. Understood. Thank you. A moment. And are you married? Married, living with a partner? Single, separated, divorced, widow?
Single.
Single. Okay. Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, Odessa?
Yes.
Okay, understood. Thank you. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Medium income.
Okay. Okay. Understood. Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Would you say urban, suburban, rural?
Repeat that again.
how would you describe the area where you live? Would you say urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Okay, urban. Thank you. Just a moment. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Understood. And regardless how previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat, not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat. Okay. Good. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
For the president that's in office now.
Okay, understood. And if the 2024 president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay, understood. Okay, so you said Joe Biden.
Yes. I don't switch. I just go one way, I leave stay.
Not a problem, and thank you for your opinion. This concludes for Serbia. I thank you very much for participation, and you have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Too. Thank you. All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Night. Bye.
Have a great day, ma'am.
Bye.